What is common, what is different in wanting and intending? Inversion. Distinguishing. A precise approach to life. For you, everything is the same as everything else, except that not always. The booming voice started outside of the auditorium. And then walked through the door. But kept yelling. It was scary. It was exciting. And it made no sense. It was the last Friday of June in 1987. Almost 35 years. I doubt that any of the 150 people in that auditorium knew what he was saying. Didn't know if it was true, or if it was just to confuse us. I didn't think it was true for me. And bet about everyone alive in the world agreed with me. A month or so later, in another course, the thing repeated, but this time the shouted words were, "You don't know your ass from a hole in the ground." Fast forward 35 years minus a few months. Till yesterday. I finally fully got those two sentences. And I wanted to kill myself. One of the 1000s, Wittgenstein, an Austrian philosopher from the last century, said, "Words are tools that we use to play different games, not intended, of course, in a literal sense, but more as patterns of intention." Or elsewhere he said, "The limits of my language mean the limits of my world." I know, I said it in yesterday's article. But no one paid any attention to it. Any? Yesterday was the first time I had the bad fortune of immediately examining people's understanding of what is what. And what I found that no one in my tight little group knew anything about the structure of language, what is what, which we call grammar. Grammar? Yeah. In linguistics, the grammar of a natural language is its set of structural constraints on speaker's or writer's composition of clauses, phrases, and words. Your blank faces remind me of the woman whose car stopped on the highway for reasons unknown to her. And because she was pretty, several gentlemen drivers stopped to assist her. One asked her to open the hood. "Hood?" she asked. "Hood," said the gentleman, and pointed to the hood, pointed to the lever that operated it. And voila, the hood of the car above the engine opened up. The next man said, "Carburetor." The third man said, "Radiator." Etc. The woman's answer to all of those was a blank face. Just like my student's answer to all my questions, noun, verb, adverb, adjective, etc. They had no idea, no familiarity, no use for those words. But as Wittgenstein said, the limits of your language mean the limits of your word. But equally important, the clarity of speaking mirrors the clarity of thinking. And clarity can be measured. It was between 0 and 2% for the people on the call. 100% of what I teach depends on your clarity of language. You don't know your automobile? No problem. You'll pay through the nose to those who specialize in automobiles. Don't know your numbers? Everyone can cheat you and you won't even know it. Don't know the structure of language? You can be duped, taught utter nonsense, and you'll think you're the victim. But your inability to use language as a tool to get everything you ever wanted keeps you poor or wanting. Your inability to use language for communication keeps your relationships strained, and people not respecting you. Your blank stare shows you are not be able to hear what you paid for. Me teaching you the art and science of receiving all the blessing that is available to you. Because your blank stare is a reflection of what is going on inside, not a darn thing. Empty. No power, no joy, no recognition. Because without knowing language, everything sounds the same as everything else, except that not always. And nothing new, no matter how brilliant, can reach you, because unless you know your language, you will never get to clarity. Everyone in yesterday's class promised to learn grammar. But I don't trust that they knew what they promised. In Hungary where I grew up we had grammar classes for 4 years. I just googled "do they teach grammar in school?" and got this at the top of search results. Generally speaking, grammar is no longer regarded as a need in many schools. It has been on a slow decline for years, although the effects of it not being taught are being noticed by many at this point in time. A population that wasn't taught, or never learned language skills, is preparing for totalitarianism. And if you look, we are well on our way. Because without language skills you can't tell your ass from a hole in the ground. For you everything is the same as everything else. And you can't see any difference. Your astuteness, which is a must if you want to do well in life, is non-existent. Here is a YouTube video to start. If you are part of the 8 billion, of course your child genes are still on, and you feel entitled to have your ass wiped for you. Feel entitled to know without actually doing the work of learning. You feel entitled to have your work done for you. And unfortunately my students still have their child genes on. Even though they all have the audio to adjust their DNA. but it's turned out that ascension is not offered willy-nilly. Ascension, including keeping your DNA adjustment on, after I adjust you, will depend on you. Whether you are able and willing to intend for the genes to be on. Turning your own intention on is not hard, you need to intend for it to turn on and stay on. And then practice and practice and practice. Most people, roughly 8 billion, have never intended anything. They wouldn't recognize intention if they tripped over it. Everyone in yesterday's training managed to intend. Even though they thought it would feel different. Now they need to practice so they can do it at a moment's notice or at zero notice. So they can start to live a life suitable for a human. Because don't be mistaken, the life the 8 billion isn't what creation intended for humans to live. I know, you hate me. What else is new? If you resonate with the idea that learning intention can open the world of higher humans for you, sign up to the ongoing intention trainings. There are, at this point, on Sundays. I just moved them from afternoon to late morning. At 11 a.m. EDT. That is New York Daylight Savings Time. By this coming Sunday, the next session, every time zone that switches to daylight savings will be on daylight savings. The training session is roughly an hour long. Roughly. Once you register, you are eligible to repeat the session as many times as you wish. And in addition to training, I have practice sessions that are much shorter. The practice sessions are to check with me that you are really turning on intention, the energy. Okay, if you resonated. Learn to turn on your intention. P.S. Intention, the energy, can only work with what you have. With the clarity you have. With the accurate vocabulary and grammar you have. With the skills you have. It is going to be useful in increasing what you have, but won't replace the work and diligence it takes to increase what you have. For many of you, turning on intention will be your first skill you develop. And then you'll be able to add other skills, because what's been missing for you to sustain weak wanting had been intention. You'll be able to learn to cook. To manage your attention. The skill to be interested and listen. Etc. Hundreds of skills are available, and you can pick and choose. Without skills you can only have a subpar life. P.P.S. I am observing myself. Deep sadness. The experience of failure and more failure. The difference between the student who, after enthusiastic start, has, for the past 46 years, dropped everything he started, is intention. I intend to do what I do. Not the result. You want, desire, hope for the result. But you have no power there. All your power is with what is yours, your actions, your intention, your words, your attitude. I intend to do what may or may not lead to what I want. I want you to have what you want for yourself. But I have no power there. So I intend to teach you what you need to have what you want. But unless you intend to do what is yours to do, you won't. And you haven't. P.P.P.S. Wanting is for the result. For having. Intending is for what is in your power, your actions, your words, your attitude and, wait for it, your intention. Intending to intend. Really.